Valentine's Day is next weekend, and if you're looking for a nice dinner to make at home, you can't go wrong with pasta. Sure, you could cook some spaghetti and top it off with some kind of sauce from a jar, but you'll score bonus points if you do it from scratch. Not only will it taste better, it's actually not too hard. If you're in the mood for a pasta dish that's a little more outside the box, our next guest has some ideas to consider during this edition of Food Friday. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite pasta dish? Do you have a secret ingredient or special tip or sauce that you want to share? Do you have questions for our guests? Do you need some help? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lydia Bastianich is with us, chef, restaurateur, author, and Emmy-winning host of the public TV show Lydia's Kitchen. Lydia, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Pleasure being with you, Rob.
Do you, I don't know if I should even ask you this. Do you have a favorite pasta dish or is it too hard to choose?
You know, I do. I mean, I do, but it's not one that beats them all. It usually is, you know, depends the situation and basically depends on the season. What is out there that's great? I mean, you know, fall truffles are in. Boy, do I like tagliarini with truffles. In the summertime, I love linguine clam sauce and so on down the line.
How about, do you have a favorite dish for when it's really icy cold outside like it is right now in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, yes, you know, there's those hearty, if you're talking about pastas, a nice carbonara, which is simple to make. You know, a carbonara is basically some dry pasta. And the sauce is made out of onions, bacon, guanciale, which is a jaw bacon, but if you don't have that, regular bacon is a-okay. And you sort of saute that in a little bit of oil. You make it into a sauce. You cook your pasta. You drain your pasta, put it into this sauce, toss. And then just before pulling it out, you add to it an egg yolk, toss. You add some great grated grana cheese, and you got yourself a marvelous dish for this kind of weather, and it's four ingredients.
That sounds fantastic. Now, let's take a trip down the grocery aisle, Lydia. A lot of us are going to make pasta with dry pasta. You have some thoughts. When we look at the pasta, what are we looking for to get the best taste and texture?
Well, what's important about dry pasta is to make sure that it is made from 100% semolina flour. So semolina flour is durum wheat. It's made out of durum wheat. There's regular white wheat, which is a soft wheat, you know, and the starches are, it's a higher proportion of starches. Durum wheat has more proteins, more gluten in it, let's put it that way. And therefore, dry pasta traditionally is made by 100% of semolina flour. Once you have that is a given, then you look at the pasta. You want the pasta, of course, not to be blotchy, to be a uniform color. It shouldn't be shiny. You know, it's a little opaque. It's okay because you want the pasta to be rough. You don't want a smooth pasta, dry pasta, because smooth dry pasta, the sauce just slips right off. You want that roughness into a pasta, which actually is dependent on the dyes that they use to cut the shapes. So a soft dye. Traditionally, they used to use wooden dyes. Then they went on to brass dyes. Then they went on to stainless, but stainless dyes are not used anymore. So look at that pasta. It should be whole. It shouldn't be all that shiny. It shouldn't be very floury. It shouldn't be floury, because once you see pasta or to the touch is floury, that means that it has that it's a bit old. And basically, those are the ingredients that you're, the qualities that you're looking into a pasta. And then, of course, the shape. I mean, there's more than, I think, 220 different shapes of dry pasta. So you have a lot to choose from.
Okay, Lydia, sometimes when I make pasta, if it's long pasta, I'll break it in half. And then I don't know, do I put oil in? Do I put salt in? How much water? Give us the basics of boiling up that dried pasta once we've made our selection.
No breaking pasta. Pasta, you know, Italians, we like our spaghetti just the way they are. You dunk them in the water. You have to have an abundant amount of water. For a pound of pasta, you know, I mean, 3-4 quarts of water. It has to be salted, and that's relative. Depends. If you are watching your salt, then you can diminish it a little bit. But the water has to have some salt. Otherwise, the pasta becomes flat, and you can never recuperate that flavor. If health-wise, then you do what you have to do. So you need your boiling water. You need your salt. The salt you put in just before you put the pasta in. You put the pasta into boiling water. Cover it. Try to get it back to boiling point as soon as possible, because otherwise, if it sits there on the bottom, it's going to stick to each other. So you put it in, you give it a twirl, you put the cover back on, full speed of the fire, and you let it come to a boil. Once it boils, then you can uncover it and continue to mix it, and never, never, never put oil in the water that's cooking the pasta, because again, oil will coat your pasta and will sort of inhibit the sauce to sort of grasp onto your cooked pasta. So a cooked pasta should be, al dente, have a little bite. So don't overcook your pasta. That's another cardinal sin. If you overcook it, then, the sauce just will slip right off. There's an old saying in Italy, if you throw the pasta to the wall and it sticks, it's done. So you want it to be a little sticky and rough. So no oil, and no rinsing, for the same reason. You don't want to rinse off that little sort of starch residue that when pasta cooks, the porousness of the pasta where the sauce goes into. So you have your sauce, you drain your pasta, do not rinse it, put it into the sauce, undercook it a little bit. Even, we like it, Italians like it al dente, but even you at home, undercook it a little bit and finish cooking it in the sauce. Always save a little bit of the pasta water, because if you don't have enough sauce, or if your pasta needs a little bit more cooking, that pasta cooking water will save you. You can always add that to the pan with the pasta and the sauce.
Talking to Lydia Bastianich on this week's edition of Food Friday. She's helping us make better pasta dishes. Let's go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Pat is with us in Duluth. Pat, hello.
Hi. I'm a big fan, Lydia, so thank you for helping with this question. And I hate to say, but I've been breaking pasta, so I already know not to do that. Usually I do vegetable dishes, but in the last couple months, I've tried to do shrimp scampi, and I've been using linguine, and the result I'm getting is very little flavor, and I wondered, how you make shrimp scampi.
Okay, so, cooking the pasta, you heard it. The sauce, you have to put things in there, and shrimps, you are right, they will not necessarily release a lot of flavor to dress all the pasta. So you can do two things. Once you, if you buy it cleaned and skinned, the shrimp and all that, then you don't have the shells. But if you have the shells, put them to boil with a little bit of water, not too much, and maybe some herbs, thyme and whatever, and you get yourself a little bit of court bouillon, a little bit of a kind of shell fish broth, if you will. But then you have to start your sauce with some bases. I mean, is it garlic or onion? I am not sure. Whichever one you prefer. But put enough of that, and you put that in the oil. And then put a little bit of peperoncino, the peperoncino, the hot pepper. And in it, you can put a few branches of thyme. You can put in some scallions. So you can build that flavor. The shrimps, what I usually do, they go in the last minute, because shrimps take 2-3 minutes to cook. So you have all the bases, you have that little court bouillon, put that into the sauce, let that bubble away and season it, taste it. That should develop quite a bit of sauce. And then, just before you drain your pasta, the shrimps goes into the sauce. And while you drain your pasta, don't overcook the shrimps. While you drain your pasta, the shrimps should be cooking. You add the pasta to this shrimp and sauce. You toss it, chopped parsley, and you should have a great dish.
All right. Good luck, Pat. We are talking to Lydia Bastianich, public TV host of Lydia's Kitchen. We are upping our pasta game today. By the way, Lydia's got three recipes for us. We've got them at WPR.org/Food Friday. Tomato sauce, a good basic tomato sauce, spaghetti and pesto trapanese, and baked ziti. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite way to make, serve, and or eat pasta? Have you ever made your own noodles? Are you looking for ways to solve some boring pasta problems in your own kitchen? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, check out one of those recipes or two coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk about pasta with Lydia Bastianich, chef, restaurateur, author, Emmy-winning host of the public television show Lydia's Kitchen, author of a number of cookbooks as well. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite pasta dish? What pasta dish do you need help with? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Check out WPR.org/Food Friday for a few recipes from Lydia, including this one. Lydia, let's check one of them out. Spaghetti and pesto trapanese. Now, our producer, Bill Martin, says this is one of his favorites among your recipes. He's made it a couple times. He says it's fantastic. Tell us about this one, please, Lydia.
Oh, that's one of the easiest recipes.
Ooh, I like that.
It's a Sicilian recipe. So pesto, we all know pesto. You do your garlic, your basil, your parsley, and your oil in the processor, and you got yourself some pesto. The trapanese pesto is a different collection of ingredients. So it's not a green pesto, and it's you don't need to cook it. In a blender, it is finished. So get yourself some nice ripe cherry tomatoes. The riper, the sweeter, the better. Some toasted almonds, some garlic, some parsley, some basil, some peperoncino, and olive oil. And you process this in a food processor until you get a pesto. You know, you get that kind of creamy consistency like you do of a regular pesto. Except it is kind of a pinkish red sauce. And you cook your pasta separately. You know, you cook your pasta, you drain it, and you when the pasta is nice and hot, save a little bit of water. When the pasta is nice, of the pasta cooking water, that is, when the pasta is cooked, put it in a warm bowl and just spoon in the pesto trapanese. And you just toss. You can put some chopped parsley on top. You put some grated grana cheese. Always save a little bit of the pesto separately. Don't put it all at once because you don't want it too wet, too saucy. You can always add sauce. That holds for any dressing of pasta. Don't always put the whole sauce into the pasta. Always save some. And you toss those. And it's ready to eat. You have your cheese, and the pasta is delicious. And Trapani is a city on northern Sicily, on the sea. And they make this pasta trapanese, pesto trapanese with the pasta. And I had it there when I went to visit. Actually, I went to learn how to make couscous. I wanted to know how to make couscous. And this wonderful woman, she cooked lunch for me, and this is what she made. And I says, oh boy, I'm going to take this with me. And this was quite a few years ago. And people love it because you don't need to cook anything.
Again, we've got that recipe. Pasta. Oh, the pasta, of course. We've got that recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday, straight from Sicily through Lydia Bastianich to your kitchen. We got an email from Grant who wants to know the best method for making home handmade pasta without a machine. What would you tell Grant, Lydia?
Well, you need to get into it. So the ingredients are those. You could begin to make the ingredients in a bowl, a nice glass bowl, large enough, or you could make a well on a board, a dough kneading board, if you have, or even you know a counter, a nice either marble, granite counter would will do. So you make a amount of flour, and you make a well into it, and you beat some eggs, whole eggs, depends whichever recipes you use. It could be all egg yolks, very rich pasta. It could be whole eggs and egg yolks. It could be whole eggs, egg yolks and water, whatever. But the idea is that, you flavor it. So pasta, you can even make it much simpler. You can make pasta with just flour and water, a little bit of salt. It won't have that texture, that flavor if you put eggs. But let's go back to that well. You put the eggs in the well. You get the flour. I like to sift my flour. You make a well. You put the eggs, 2, 3. You kind of whisk them a little bit in the middle there. You can whisk them right in the well. Put salt. I put a little bit of olive oil, and I begin to add the flour into that well with a fork and sort of mix. I have a little bit of water on the side. And so it goes. You pull the flour, you mix it into the wet. So the wet and the flour until you have a homogeneous dough that feels good and that doesn't stick to your fingers or to the table or to the board, but that it still kind of allows you to knead it. And what's important in making fresh pasta is that kneading process. And that kneading process is where you really build the glutens. You bring out the glutens in the flour. And it's, that sort of gives the pasta, the fresh pasta, the resiliency. But you can roll it very thin and it's still resilient. So the working of the pasta, and once you have worked it, and you'll ask, okay, how long do I need this pasta? I think 20 minutes is a good time, good timing. And then you wrap it in saran wrap and you let it rest. You can put it in the refrigerator or you can let it rest out. If you put it in the refrigerator, you can last even overnight. It's okay. But if you're going to work at it, you can leave it out and give it half an hour to rest and then go back to it and roll it and shape your pasta.
Wonderful. Let's go back to our callers now. Dion is with us in Green Bay. Dion, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
What do you want to ask about, Dion?
Hi, I want to ask about, I'm a big fan of yours too, Lydia, and I'm a self-proclaimed chef with my family and friends. However, when it's time to make a pasta dish, I always find myself in the aisles of a store looking for pasta sauce. So I don't feel like a chef then because I'm buying sauce. However, do you got any tips for homemade pasta sauce or red sauce?
Well, good news, okay. Dion. First of all, we've got a recipe from Lydia at WPR.org/FoodFriday. Lydia, go for it.
All right, Dion. Dion, that's nice to hear that you love to cook. First of all, if you're in those store aisles, there is a Lydia sauce, which is delicious and completely organic and good. So look for Lydia sauces. But sauce is very easy to make at home. And I suggest, sometimes the complication of should I make a tomato sauce or whatever, a simple marinara sauce is just as good and it will serve you the whatever you want when you want to make pasta. The question is of buying good plum tomatoes or San Marzano tomatoes. And I recommend canned. In the summertime, if tomatoes are ripe and nice, it's good to make with fresh. But otherwise, canned tomatoes are great for making a sauce. Make sure the best are the San Marzano tomatoes, which are those tomatoes that are long. They look like they're shapy, like a sexy tomatoes, if you will. And you want to buy them whole in their juice. So you don't want chopped. You don't want purees. You want whole San Marzano tomato in the juice. Cento, which I know is all over the United States, has a good product. So you have your can of tomatoes, the plum tomatoes, the San Marzano. You open that and you crush the tomatoes in that sauce with your hands, or you can use a vegetable. What do you call it? The mill, a vegetable mill to bring your tomatoes to. Do not put it in the blender because it incorporates too much air and it changes the color and it's no good. So either your hands.
About 30 seconds left, Lydia, to sum up some advice.
Okay. So you have the tomatoes in a pan, olive oil, garlic, sliced or crushed garlic, peperoncino. You throw this, when that is kind of flavorful, you throw in the tomatoes, a few bay leaf branches, salt, let it cook for 20 minutes. You got yourself a great sauce.
That sounds fantastic, Dion. Hope that helps. And Lydia, thanks for joining us. Appreciate talking to you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Lydia Bastianich is a chef, restaurateur, author, and Emmy-winning host of the public TV show Lydia's Kitchen. She joined us to help us jazz up our pasta dishes. We've got three recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday from Lydia, including that tomato sauce she was just talking about, spaghetti and pesto trapanese, and baked ziti. We didn't even get into that. You can find it and make it. Give them a shot. Let us know how they turned out.